more about the cathedral choir.
The Innes Choir is a mixed voice choir of 40 plus voices. It participates weekly at 12 noon mass. Our choir director is Michael Hennessy, and our organist is Leon Welsh. We have a multinational composition of French, Italian, Polish, and German, and Chilean, of course. You don't need an audition, really, to join us. We're always looking for people, especially men, I reckon. We practice weekly on Monday night, just for an hour and a half, okay. 7 to 8.30.
Lots of practising lately, Michael, was there?
Yes, quite a lot of practice. We normally do just before Christmas. There is quite a lot of work to do.
Okay. And Michael, do you enjoy the Christmas season and the various services?
Oh, we do. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's definitely the time when so many great choirs around the county show off their best. And Willie Maloney is also with us. Willie, good morning to you, and thanks
for
joining us. Willie, people might know you as a former county manager in Clare as well. But are you taking it easier these days?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And the cathedral choir helps that enormously. It's a most enjoyable experience, actually, John. Michael's just told you, we rehearse on Monday and we participate all year round. We take a break during July and August, but other than that, we're in action every Sunday. And we have a vast repertoire of music, but it's most enjoyable. And Michael just mentioned there that we're 40 in number, but what he didn't say is that we are about 35 in of those are ladies, and we'd have, on a good day, we'd have maybe 7 or 8 men. So if we could ask people and put out a little appeal, maybe even this morning, that if there were, and young men in particular, because if you look at the age profile, it's fairly high amongst the men that we have, and we'd be very anxious to get in some younger people to make up the numbers, because if not, it'll become an all-female choir before very long, and I don't think that would be good.
It seems to be a problem for choirs around the country, I suppose, and the county in particular, but Willie, you can recommend it. You've enjoyed being part of the choir.
Not only that, but I think maybe people might be apprehensive about coming, John, because they may feel they're not good enough. Now, and one of the things I would say is that while it would be nice to be able to read music, it's not necessary. I joined the choir after I retired, I suppose 7 or 8 years ago I joined now. And I wasn't able to read music at that stage, but I picked it up as I went along. And so people needn't be afraid to come along. And if they would like to come up after 12 o'clock mass maybe on Sunday and speak to Michael Hennessy, our musical director, and they'll be most welcome. And we'd make people very welcome who would like to join us.
Okay, well, I'm sure you'd be delighted to have people come along and join you. So Cathy Desmond is with us as well, and Cathy plays the fiddle with the choir. Do you sing as well, Cathy?
I do. I love to sing, and I think when all said and done, even as a musician, there's nothing like singing four-part harmony. And he says, as a relative newcomer to Ennis, it has been wonderful to be able to come in and sing with my local community here in the cathedral.
And how did you get involved then, Cathy?
Well, I actually became involved. There was a little note in the newsletter inviting musicians to offer an instrumental at the offertory. So I presented myself in the gallery and have sung with the choir and played with the choir since. So I will be singing with the choir, and I'm also looking forward to offering some instrumental arrangements of carols before the service, and I'm going to be joined by violinist virtuoso Rosine McMullen for that. So I'm really looking forward to that. So it's wonderful to sing with the choir. We're looking forward as well to being joined by Regina Nathan on the evening as well to sing a solo. And Helen Houlihan was to join us, but unfortunately is indisposed. So it's wonderful to be able to connect with musicians, singers, in the community.
Okay, some great women involved in the choir, so, but you'd be encouraging the men to come and join you as well, Cathy?
Oh, absolutely, indeed. We could always do with a few more men.
Very good. Is it a very busy time for you now? Lots of preparation going into this weekend, I think, for a lot of choirs.
Very, very busy. I mean, it's just astounding the amount of choral activity that has gone on in Clare in the last 10 days. And I think so far I've actually counted 6 renditions of O Holy Night between Kilrush and Ennis. So everybody very busy doing their last minute
very good
choral.
You'll enjoy it though too, I suppose. It makes it more special sometimes for people involved in choirs. There's a bit of work involved, but it's a real celebration getting out there to sing for your community as well.
It certainly is, and it's a great sense of occasion, and you really